Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Gretchen Miles back with us. Gretchen, good morning to you.
Morning, Dwayne. Thanks for having me again.
You got it. Well, practice started yesterday, right? First official day for girls basketball. Can you believe it?
I know. It's that time of year, and, you know, for coaches, it's like Christmas morning. You know, we couldn't sleep Sunday night. Super excited to get back in the gym with the kids and had a great first day.
Great. So Lady Hatchet's looking promising. A lot of returning players back this year.
Yes. Super excited about that. Just a great experienced group of our seniors, juniors and sophomore class. You know, very talented group, too. So, you know, just ready to get the season going and just keep working to get better.
I think the boys and girls programs at Washington going to be fun to watch this year. Going to have some good runs and some good matchups this season.
Well, we hope so.
That's the goal. That's ultimately, right. Easy for me to say over right. here. You know, I just sit behind the microphone and broadcast it, right? I'm not on the floor like you. But we, you know, that topic leads to why you're here this morning. We got a parenting clinic for sports parents. And you know, we put it under sports parents, but this is just for all parents, basically, isn't it?
I think if you have, you know, any child that's involved in something, this is definitely just a great opportunity to hear what we can do as even coaches, or if you're instructors of a club or head of a club or parents or grandparents, to see what can we do to give the most positive experience to these kids that they can take later on in life.
This guy coming, he gives this talk all around the Midwest, for that matter. He's a published author. We're just very fortunate to have him at Washington High School Auditorium tomorrow night.
His credentials are tremendous. I mean, he's had great reviews from administration, different coaches, parents, and also players. Because, you know, when you talk to players about this, when they're kind of interested in what this is, you know, they hope their parent attends. You know, we want to be able to get that information out there. And he's coached many years. He also has children of his own that's involved in sports. So he has been around the highs and lows of the coach side, the parent side, and also the student-athlete side of it, too. So we're very excited and very fortunate to be able to bring him here to have this for our community.
And his name again?
Travis Doherty.
Travis Doherty will be speaking Washington High School Auditorium tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. This is a free workshop. It's for every parent listening this morning. And we've got over 100-plus already pre-registered. But at this point, Gretchen, we just want them to come out tomorrow night.
That's exactly right. You know, registration kind of gives us an idea of the first 50 registered is going to receive a book that Travis is the author of, called Hidden Talents. So even if you haven't registered, we want you to come to show that support of your student athlete. Again, anybody who just has any relationship with a player that maybe is interested in sports, currently in sports, we definitely want them to show up, to just leave that workshop with at least one aha moment that we can be able to address and to be able to use with our student athletes.
As a coach, you see this all the time. As a parent, I'm sometimes guilty. You know, we think we can do better in the stands. You know, easy for us to say, you know, up in the stands, not on the floor, right?
And it's hard. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, being a parent of a student athlete, and it's just looking through a different lens. You know, as a coach, we have to look at all the players and figure out what's the best fit on the floor at that time. And as a parent, you know, you're looking through the lens of your child, and so I'm sure that's very frustrating. There's highs and lows to that. So, you know, and hopefully this workshop will help ease that a little bit with parents, and also just for kids, because the kids are the ones that we do why we do. So, you know, to be able to build that winning culture and successful programs, we all have to come together and we all have to be committed to the process to do what's best for our student athletes. And that's coaches, that's parents, and that's also the student athletes.
And Gretchen's probably the most level-headed, one of the most level-headed coaches I've seen, because we're all guilty as well of getting onto the officials. We can always do a better job than those officials, but they're still only human too, and they're going to miss a call from time to time.
You're exactly right, and you do. Your emotions get the best of you, and we always say if you get involved emotionally, you lose perspective. So it's great to play with emotion, but we definitely don't want to be emotional. And that is hard. You're right. They're making calls in live time immediately, and I have yet to see an official change a call because the coach or the player or the fans complained. So, I mean, that's hard to be able to deal with that adversity. And kids, too, you know, like they're in the spotlight when they're playing. They've got coaches, they've got fans, they've got the opposing teams always critiquing constantly. And that's a tough position to be in every day. You know, we can say in our jobs, we don't have people following us around every day, critiquing or saying certain things every movement we make. And that's the life of a student athlete. And now with social media, it's even more difficult for the kids to be able to continue that belief in themselves that they can do things. And that's why we all need to come together to be able to do what's best for the kid.
You're going to get a lot of great, valuable information tomorrow night, Washington High School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Travis Doherty will be the guest speaker. It is absolutely free, and I promise it's going to be an hour. You'll be in and out pretty quick. I promise this is going to be worth your time. Thanks to a very generous donation, we're able to bring this free of charge, so don't miss this opportunity. Gretchen, thanks for your work in getting it here, and we know we're going to see a packed house tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne, for having me again.
You got it. Gretchen Miles, our guest. Again, the Parenting Sports Parent Workshop 101 tomorrow. Washington High School Auditorium starts at 7 p.m.